he began to study philology and to learn Middle English and Old English, and most importantly, to learn the discipline of philology. And I need to take a second to explain what that means, because sadly, philology is not a current word. You say it to a normal person, and they don't know what it is. It literally means the love of words, and it was the original source for what became today's departments of English and literature. But philology, as it was practiced in Tolkien's day, is much more what we would consider to be modern linguistics. It's the study of how languages work and how they're related to each other and how they interconnect. And I'm going to bring up our old friend Jakob Grimm, who I mentioned in the previous lecture. Jakob Grimm is, of course, most famous with his brother Wilhelm for collecting Deutsch mythology, the German mythology, and the German fairy tales. But with other scholars, Franz Bopp, Edward Sievers, he developed the field of what was called Germanic philology. Because what Grimm realized was that there were regular rules that showed how one language changed into another language. And so if you looked at, say, Old High German, you could apply Grimm's rules to it, and you could see how the words would change into modern German. Or for that matter, if you went further back to Indo-European or Germanic, you could see how there would be a split, and some of the words would go into English, and some of them would go into German. So just to give you an example of this, all the words for fish in the Latin side of things, the Latin languages, begin with P, Pisces, Pesce, and so forth. In the Germanic side, they switch to F. There's a lot of other words that do that too. And so what Grimm did was formulate some rules, and subsequent scholars came up with more and more rules that explained how language worked. Now, Tolkien was exposed to this at an exceedingly early age, and so he internalized those rules, which the rest of us have to spend a long time studying. While he was still at King Edward's School, Tolkien discovered a grammar of Gothic. Now, understand about the Goths. These are not people who dress in black and paint their fingernails black and so forth. These are the ancient Germanic tribe from which probably all the subsequent Germanic tribes were descended. We have the Gothic language. It's East Germanic. It's not a direct ancestor of English, because English is West Germanic, and in fact there's East, North, and West. North are the Scandinavian languages, West are German and English, and East is just Gothic. But it's still one of the oldest ones we have written down. And Tolkien studied Gothic, and he internalized Gothic so well that the only existing poems in Gothic are written by J.R.R. Tolkien. He decided to write some poems in Gothic as an exercise. Well, no one's ever written any others, and no one had ever written down any previous ones, so the entire corpus of Gothic poetry belongs to Tolkien.